Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The New York Football Giants. Imagine a world where an NFL team, think about this, scores 32 points, doesn't allow a point until the fourth quarter, and loses. Losers lose. I'm going to say something crazy. The Indianapolis Colts are the second best team in the AFC. If you told me that the Colts in January were going on the road to Buffalo, I'd bet Indianapolis, and I wouldn't think twice about it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up on the show, we will unfortunately recap Game 7 of the American League Championship Series with Femi's Seattle Mariners, my Seattle Mariners, our Seattle Mariners. It's like if you had to title the game with two words, you'd have two alternate titles. The first title would be Springer Dinger, and the second title would be Womp Womp. Bizardo? Really? Over Munoz? Really? Can we drug test Dan Wilson after the fact? I don't know what that was from the Mariners last night. The Mariners lose. The Toronto Blue Jays win their first pennant since 1993. And we got the Dodgers and the Blue Jays in the World Series. We will talk about Seattle's loss. We will praise Toronto. And we will spin it forward to the World Series starting, I don't know, about 6 weeks from now, it feels like. Game one coming up on Friday north of the border. So we'll give you our initial thoughts on the World Series with the Dodgers opening as a pretty big favorite. Four phenomenal guests join us today on this terrific Football Tuesday. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth will take a spin around the NFL with our friend Mark Schlereth. Jim Bowden will join us from CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, and The Athletic. We'll get Jim's thoughts on the World Series. Who's going to win World Series MVP? How many games is it going to go? Who's going to win? Etc. With the great Jim Bowden. Our pal Matt Moore stops by, and you know it's basketball season because Matt Moore's back on You Better You Bet. Matt Moore of the Action Network, Buckets Podcast, Locked On NBA. We'll get Matt's takes on both of tonight's games in the association as the NBA season starts tonight, and who Matt thinks is going to win the NBA championship. And the whale capper Drew Dinsick of NBC Sports stops by as well. His best bets. Week 8 in the NFL? Time flies when you're having fun. Final hour, Power Hour, will feature all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, the National Hockey League, and our bets for the NBA season opening doubleheader. The reigning defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder, hosting the Houston Rockets, and the Rockets are not starting a point guard. It is the tallest starting lineup in the history of the NBA, what the Rockets will roll out there tonight against the Thunder team without J-Dub. No Jalen Williams tonight for the Thunder. OKC, a 6.5-point home favorite. And our bets for the Lakers and the Warriors in Los Angeles. No LeBron James for the Lakers as he deals with sciatica. Doctor said he needs a bacchiotomy. The Warriors, road favorites at the Lake Show. How are we betting the side? How are we betting the total? What about props? We'll talk about all of it and give you our bets at the end of the show. Today's social question. Type the answer in on YouTube. Type it in on Twitch. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. What is your best NBA bet? Either for tonight's doubleheader or your favorite season-long NBA bet. This can be a win total, a division future, a player future, MVP, NBA champion, Eastern Conference champion, Western Conference champion, or a bet for the Thunder and the Rockets, or the Lakers and the Warriors. Type it in on YouTube, type it in on Twitch. Bill Zimmerman will read the responses at the end of the show, and our video producer, Mike Brown, will put your name in lights, whatever that means. Your name will be on the You Better You Bet screen. We officially begin Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader. Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. Believe it or not, Nick Kostos stayed up for the entirety of Texans Seahawks. I can't really believe it either. In a related story, I'm exhausted right now because my daughter was up during the night. And you know what happens? I don't know if, like, for the parents out there, my daughter is in a phase right now where she loves me. Like, she runs up, she gives me hugs, she says hi to me now, it, like, melts your heart. When she's crying in the middle of the night, and my wife is like, can you do this? I'm like, I got it. Go take care of my daughter, it's going to be great. I walk into the room, it's dark. She's standing in the crib, and that's how you know, like, we're in crisis mode. When she's standing. And as soon as she's able to make out with her sweet little eyes that it's daddy and not mommy, the real freak out begins. So that was my night and middle of the night. Ended with Texans Seahawks and then went through the night with my daughter rejecting me multiple times when I tried to comfort her in the middle of the night while she was crying. And honestly, I'm not sure which was a less pleasurable experience, given the way Texans Seahawks went for 3 hours last night. So we'll get to the Texans and the Seahawks, Seattle winning that game 27-18, but we got to start with the first game. Way more, even if the second game I actually think might be a little more interesting, we'll start with the first game. Way more far-reaching ramifications on this NFL season. Who can get to the Super Bowl? Who could win the Super Bowl? And who can and can't win MVP? As the Detroit Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Motown 24-9. And this is a sensational statement victory by the Detroit Lions. And not just for the obvious reasons that come to mind. First off, winning in the National Football League is hard. I wouldn't know. I don't play or coach. But that's what everybody says. Winning is really hard in the National Football League. So the fact that they won a game is obviously a really good thing. The fact that they took down another member of the NFC elite that entered last night with a better record than they did, like, this matters. It's a huge win for the Lions. A, because they won a game. B, because they beat a conference opponent. C, because they beat a team that, like, could threaten them for the one seed and home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. So obviously it matters, and it's a big win for all of those reasons. But even more importantly than that, it's such a sensational statement win for the Detroit Lions because of how it happened and who it happened with. At the end of last season, as the Lions complete a magical regular season campaign, right? Sunday Night Football, NBC, Week 18, destroy Sam Darnold and the Vikings to win the NFC North, home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. They went one and done in the postseason. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, divisional round Saturday night, strolled into Motown and dropped 40-plus on that ass and made that defense look silly and sent the Lions home. Detroit, at that point in the calendar, was missing, I don't know, out of 11 defensive starters, 18, all the good players on defense were hurt. And they went out, the Lions did, not with a bang, not with a roar, but with a meek little whimper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
And when faced with a similar situation last night, unbelievably big names. Now, Aiden Hutchinson played in the game, and Hutchinson was awesome, as Aiden Hutchinson often is, and made Tristan Wirfs look silly on a couple plays, and I thought that Troy Aikman did a great job. Like, that doesn't happen too often, where Tristan Wirfs is in the spin cycle because of a pass rusher. Aiden Hutchinson was great. The Lions had no players in their secondary. All the starters are out. Brian Branch, suspended. Kirby Joseph, out. Avante Maddox, out. Terrion Arnold, out. DJ Reed, out. And despite all the players out for the Lions on defense, and despite the fact that they were going up against a white-hot, nuclear-level offense, quarterbacked by one of the MVP favorites, who, I don't, you know, just I tried to tell you, like, he's not going to win MVP, and it's not, and we'll talk about the Bucs in a minute here. They faced a white-hot offense. Emeka Egbuka was announced as playing. We'll talk about Mike Evans, and he gets hurt, but going into the game, Mike Evans is healthy, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, and they held the Buccaneers offense to 9 points. And forced a couple turnovers. And I can't be the only one the only person that watched the game last night, thinking to myself, as the cameras on ESPN keep showing Kelvin Shepard, Lions defensive coordinator, who not too recently was playing in the NFL, and he's got the Lions t-shirt on, and he's jacked. He looks like he could still go out and play. And he's all tatted up, and he's got that big play sheet, and he's the man. Cool as the other side of the pillow. And you can't help but think, if the Jets could do it over, you think they got the wrong Lions defensive assistant? And look, I'm not trying to bury Aaron Glenn here more than we already have on this show, but look at what the Lions defense was last year without all these guys. Look what it was last night without everybody and how well they played. It was an incredible effort by a bunch of no-names in the Lions secondary. And I could, like, name the guys that played, like, open up your eager eyes, it's Nick Whiteside. You don't know who these guys are. You have no idea. I could make up names, like the slot cornerback, Tyler Morales. His twin brother, Corey, at free safety. Arthur Mollett at another corner spot. He's actually real. Did you know that? That Arthur Mollett's a real person? A bunch of absolute no-names playing for the Lions last night. And not only did they play, but they played, to quote The Miz, awesome! A stellar defensive effort by Detroit. And a stunning defensive effort by the Lions. And that's the type of game where you can look at a team and say, wow, everybody's out on defense. You're playing an awesome offense. You play that well. Hell yeah. We get to January, you're going to earn my trust a little bit, especially when these guys come back. Like, Arnold's not out for the year. Reed's not out for the year. Branch is suspended for a game. He'll be back for the next game. Like, they're going to get healthier. Like, this was like the end of the year for Detroit last year, except A, they won, and B, it's week 8. And everybody's going to come back. And the offense still is what the offense is. And they didn't need to score a million points last night. The Jameson Williams stuff is weird. As someone who has Jameson Williams on a bunch of fantasy teams, I'd like for him to get the ball a couple times. But when Jahmyr Gibbs is playing the way he's playing, in the conversation for best running back in the league, over 100 yards on the ground, 80 yards through the air, I thought he was the best player on the field last night, along with Aiden Hutchinson, for either team. Gibbs was sensational. And ARSB, better known to you and yours as Amon-Ra St. Brown, 6 for 86 and a tutty. It's an embarrassment of riches on this Lions offense. We know the offense has got it going on. Had it going on for years. That's not a surprise. The surprise to me was this Detroit Lions defense. I'm not shocked that the Lions won. It doesn't stun me that the Lions covered. But how it happened, I am a little bit gobsmacked by it. Incredible job by the Lions defense. And Detroit, a deserved favorite atop the board now to win the National Football Conference, and fills you with way more confidence in them as the season moves along. On the other side, we'll talk about what this loss means for Baker Mayfield and the Bucs and his MVP candidacy, and we'll get into the atrocity that was Seahawks-Texans.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.